Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudan's embattled capital has awoken to a third day of heavy fighting between the army and a powerful rival force for control of the country, with the death toll rising to around 100. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Airstrikes and shelling have intensified in parts of Khartoum, the capital, and the adjoining city of Omdurman. Rapid, sustained firing has been heard near the military headquarters, with white smoke rising from the area. Residents hunkering down in their homes have reported power outages and incidents of looting. The clashes are part of a power struggle between the armed forces chief and the leader of a paramilitary force. The two are former allies who jointly orchestrated a 2021 military coup that derailed Sudan's short-lived transition to democracy. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked out by a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. VOA's Veronica Valeris Iglesias reports.
What led to the junior guardsman's suspected actions must be thoroughly investigated, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told ABC's this week. Graham warned critics of the Biden administration against praising the alleged leaker.
There are military members serving today from Georgia and other places who are less safe because of what this airman did. There is no justification for this, and for any member of Congress to suggest it's okay to leak classified information because you agree with the cause is terribly irresponsible and puts America in serious danger.
The U.S. has engaged with its allies following the leaks. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. A top Ukrainian official says more than 100 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released in a major Easter exchange with Russia. Orthodox Ukrainians are marking the holiday for a second time since Moscow unleashed its full-scale war more than 1 year ago. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has details.
Video released on Orthodox Easter Sunday, April 16th, shows the moments the Russian paramilitary Wagner Group freed Ukrainian prisoners of war. Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin appeared in an earlier video instructing an unidentified man to feed the prisoners, give them water, and have a doctor examine them before releasing them to Ukraine. Ukrainian officials called the release of 130 POWs a great Easter exchange. And it all comes in the same week as another large-scale prisoner swap where officials exchanged more than 100 Russian POWs for about the same number of Ukrainians. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
South Korea's military says it fired warning shots to repel a North Korean patrol vessel that temporarily crossed the country's disputed Western Sea boundary while chasing a Chinese fishing boat. The North Korean patrol boat crossed the so-called northern limit line at around 11 a.m. Saturday while pursuing the Chinese boat in waters near South Korea's Baekrong Island, but immediately retreated after a South Korean Navy vessel fired warning shots, this according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff Sunday. G7 countries are promising a faster shift to clean energy but set no timeline for phasing out polluting fossil fuels. The AP's Mimi Montgomery.
Wrapping up a two-day meeting in Japan, ministers of the G7 wealthy nations are issuing a 36-page document laying out commitments for a predominantly decarbonized power sector by 2035. But this stipulation of relying predominantly on clean energy leaves room for the continued use of fossil fuel power. Yet, ministers stress that phasing out coal must be prioritized. And accounting for 25% of global carbon emissions, G7 nations must do more, says U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry.
Those countries will really determine what happens here.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The top diplomats from the Group of Seven wealthy democracies are tackling two major worries in Northeast Asia by vowing to take a rough stance on China's threats to Taiwan and North Korea's flurry of long-range missile tests. Another major global crisis, Russia's war in Ukraine, will consume the agenda Monday as G7 diplomats gather in Japan for talks meant to pave the way for action by G7 leaders when they meet next month. An official traveling with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters the Biden administration hopes to shore up support for Ukraine and ensure the continued provision of military assistance to Kyiv. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.